It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And as I have so often said, all phenology is local. Everything that I report are the things that I have observed. Plus, you know, I get some notes from interested folks, folks who are part of the show every Tuesday morning, who tune in and listen and have their own observations to share. And among those is a good friend who lives up on Dixon Lake, Tony Earhart. And Tony is a retired CO up that way and a very, very astute observer of nature. And he sent me a little note with some observations that he has made up there along Dixon Lake and the Third River area. He said that the golden eyes were back on the 6th of March, hooded mergansers on the 8th, wood ducks and mallards on the 13th. He also mentioned that around the 13th, there was a huge change in the ice on Dixon Lake. Lots of retreating ice up that way, and probably going to be one of the earliest ice outs for Dixon Lake on record. He mentioned that the sap harvest is presently slowing, but had been good. And he also said that Third River, where it joins Winnie up on the northwest corner there, was open about 800 yards from shore. So lots of open water in the area. Speaking of open water, Crooked Lake, the lake that I live on, the ice went out on the 12th of March. My friend Art Norton, who lives on McGuire Lake near Warba, reported that McGuire went out on the 12th as well. The average for McGuire and for Crooked is the 15th of April. So this is over a month early. The previous earliest ice out date that either of us had, in the case of McGuire, it was the 23rd of March in 2012, beating that one by 11 days this year. And in my case, it was the 24th of March, 2012. And Crooked Lake went out on the 12th. So that was 12 days earlier than my previous earliest. So it really smashed that record. And part of that was the lack of winter that we just went through. So there really wasn't a lot of ice to melt. And part of it was the warm weather that we had recently, and then followed with a bit of wind. So that sort of mitigated the ice. By the way, today is the 19th of March, and today is the equinox. So if you were holding off until the 21st to break out that special bottle of Aquafina, why... now might be the time. And if you want to hit it right on the nose tonight, just after the news, just about the time that As It Happens begins here on KAXE, at 6:06 this evening, the sun will be directly above the equator and moving north toward the Tropic of Cancer. I can never remember which one is north and which one is south. But at any rate, we will have passed that gateway point beginning this evening at 6:06 p.m. Well, besides the ice going out of Crooked Lake 12 days early for me, I had a lot of experiences this past week, including one that you will hear more about from the students who were there. But I was out with the students from West Elementary School, and we were walking along the trail along the Mississippi River, and I heard an eagle call. So I called back, and I can sort of imitate an eagle's call. I've fooled an eagle or two before. Well, this eagle came by and landed in a tree, and we were all pretty astonished. It wasn't close to us, but it was close enough that we could see the white patch of its head and had a pretty good look at it. And then I called again, and two more eagles arrived. And the first one landed in the top of a white pine right in front of us. Now, there are 26 or 27 fourth graders, a teacher, an aide, and yours truly. And the first eagle landed in the top of that tree, and a second eagle came in, and they immediately began to mate. And I wasn't exactly sure how to handle that with fourth graders, but I told them, oh, they're mating. This is a very unusual experience for all of us. In my life, I have seen this maybe five times. And the eagles were unperturbed by the fact that there were 28 or 30 of us watching, but they went ahead and completed their mission up there in the top of the tree, and the children got a good lesson. In my note to myself, after I got done describing the event, I said, I'd like to imagine that there were some interesting conversations around the dinner table that night. And I hope there were. I hope that those children came home with that new knowledge and brought up some questions that were interesting for the family. Canada geese are back on Crooked Lake. As soon as the ice went out, they were out there. I can't walk directly to the lake because the eagle's nest is right along the trail that I normally take to go to the lake. And she's brooding, and I'm not going to bother her. So I skirted the edge of the swamp and kind of walked in among the tag alders and the pussy willows and ended up where I could see the water. And it looked like a broad band of open water, dark. And then beyond it was a sort of a light band of water that I first took to be ice. And then I put my binoculars up and I saw, lo and behold, there were Canada geese swimming around in that, what I had assumed was ice, but was actually open water that had had some ripples in it and was reflecting the sunlight in a way that made it look lighter than the rest of the water on the lake. But as of the 12th of March, my lake was wide open and the geese were in there. No loons yet, but that's not surprising. Every year that I have had, well, the only years that I have had the loons not show up the day the ice went out was 2012, when the ice went out on the 24th of March and they didn't show up until early April. And this year, when I sort of expect they probably won't show up until early April again, but as soon as they get this far north and the pair that lives on my lake discovers that the water is open, they will be in there and I will hear them call, and that will be that. That will be the arrival of the loons. Any day now, I would be expecting to hear that. Robins are back. I saw my first one last Tuesday. I had a number of reports last Tuesday on the show of robins in the area. So the robins are back, though not in great numbers yet. My neighbor Marvin Beer saw several on Wednesday or Thursday last week. And there have been other reports from other folks who have seen more than one. I have seen one, but the fact that others are seeing them as well makes me think that the one I saw wasn't just some random bull robin that spent the winter here. No, I think these are birds on migration. And that, the 12th, is not the earliest. In 2012, I saw my first robins on March 6th. I had wild turkeys on my driveway, four, all males, all smaller with the exception of one, three smaller males and one very large male, and they were all kind of hanging out, and I heard them calling this last week. I mentioned that the beaked hazel, some of the beaked hazel have opened their flowers. Now, as I said earlier this morning, if you look at the end of a ballpoint pen, right straight at the part where the ink comes out, that's about the size of the opening on the end of the bud that will be the flower. And I have not seen any of those little red stigmas that are the female flowers. I have not seen any of those sticking out beyond the opening on the end of the bud. But I also saw the same thing on my silver maple, and that is a couple of little nubs where you could see the ends of the flowers, whether they were male or female, too early to tell, but they were coming out last week, in the middle of the week. Red-winged blackbirds are back. My friend Kyle Pearson saw some in northwest Grand Rapids on the 13th, and another several reports of those as well. On the 13th last week, I knocked pollen out of a tag alder catkin, and that's the first time that I've been able to do that this year. Average for that is April 2nd. Last year, it was on the 11th of April, the 14th in 22. It was on the 21st of March in 21. And the other, let's see, 2012, it was on the 18th of March. So 5 days earlier than my earliest recording, I believe. Let's see, 321. Yeah. So pretty early for the speckled alders to come and show up. And we will be watching those. I subsequently yesterday went on a long hike, and every time I walked by what looked like a sort of distended male flower on a tag alder, I gave it a snap with my fingers, and I did not dislodge any pollen yesterday. So pretty early for that one tree, and it was simply one tree. Compton's tortoiseshell, my friend Ann Gopinski reported seeing a Compton's out while she was walking. The goldfinches at my house are there's a male on my feeder that has a black cap now, and its head is beginning to turn yellow. The yellow is spreading from under its chin to around on its shoulders and back. And so the American goldfinches are beginning to change color and will be pretty much back to their summer color in probably 2 to 3 weeks. Trumpeter swans on Crooked Lake after the ice went out, and a tiny bit of snow this past week. I took what was in the rain gauge and melted it and poured it into my measuring device, and it was less than a hundredth of an inch, so that snow was nothing. And looking at the amount of moisture that I've had since the first of the year, since January 1st, I have measured at my house 1.13 inches of moisture, 1 13/100 of an inch. Normally we'd get that in the month of January all by itself, and February would have its own 2 or 3 inches of moisture, probably not three, but two plus, and March would be the same, and here we are, you know, 19th of March, and so far just only that little trace of snow in the whole month. Trembling aspen, the quaking aspen, I was out looking at them, and there's a picture on Facebook that you can check out where you can actually see the red flowers that are not yet blooming. These are the flower buds, but that fuzzy catkin that you see on the aspens that has been kind of white is now getting much darker gray, and as it darkens, it's starting to distend, and as it starts to distend, you can begin to see the flower heads in there. I was only looking at males yesterday, but the flower heads are definitely visible. Check out KAXE, KBXE Season Watch page. You will see a picture of what that looks like. You need to find an aspen whose branches are low enough that you can get up close, because this isn't something you're going to see from the ground with binoculars unless you have really good binoculars. The other thing that I've noticed about the aspens, the female aspens, the buds on the female aspens, the flowers on the female aspens are now big enough to be seen without the aid of binoculars. So last week I had to have binoculars. I had to lean up against another tree to get really steady in order to see just the beginnings of that procedure. But now I can just look up at the female aspen and I can see that her catkins are starting to show up pretty well. I heard my first rough grouse drumming yesterday, and this is a bit early. I think April 2nd is my average date for that to happen. The 14th in 21, the 14th in 17, and the 18th in 12, and that ties this year with the 18th in 24. So hard to say, you know, what prompts them, but there they are, and they're having a good time. On this date in past years, I had two notes of crows seen carrying sticks, and this is usually the male crow will pick up a stick and fly around and fly past his mate and try to get her to check things out and go, oh, man, well, man, Fred says we should start building a nest, so maybe we should start building a nest. That's the case in many years. I haven't seen that this year yet, but lots of crows around and making lots of ruckus. Had a chipmunk emerge on the 19th of March back in 2019, and that it's not the earliest, and my chipmunks seem to be good sleepers. I haven't seen a chipmunk yet this year at my house, so I'll let you know when that happens.